Republican Lee Zeldin touts GOP wins across New York. By Jacob Bliss on November 14, 2022. New York Republican Representative Lee Zeldin, whose bid to unseat incumbent Democrat Governor Kathy Hochul was unsuccessful, promoted the significant wins GOP candidates had across the Empire State, which could end up being a major factor in whether the GOP retains the House majority. New Yorkers stepped up big time to fire Nancy Pelosi last Tuesday. Look at all of that beautiful red terrain heading down to Congress to be part of the 2023-2024 House Republican majority, the Long Island Republican congressman said Monday on social media. This comes after far-left NBC News' latest House projection says the Republican Party will narrowly win a majority in the U.S. House. NBC projected that the narrow margin would be 219-216, with the majority being anything over 218. As Breitbart News reported last week, Zeldin, running one of the closest gubernatorial races in New York in 20 years, created significant inroads for other GOP candidates across the state, including at least 10 House seats, with one being held by Democratic Congressional Campaign Committee, DCCC, Chair Representative Sean Maloney, DNY. In fact, last week, the Republican gubernatorial nominee also said on Twitter that Republicans were able to flip four congressional districts in the Empire State, broke the Democrats' supermajority in the state Senate and received the most votes of any GOP nominee in the state since Nelson Rockefeller. He declared, "Team Zeldin put in the max effort every day and has no regrets. It was such an honor to lead this year's ticket." Zeldin's candidacy, which created significant inroads for other GOP candidates across the Empire State and could be the ultimate decider of the House majority if NBC's current projection holds, comes after the Democratic Governors Association, DGA, had to also scramble in the final weeks of the campaign to save Hochul and down-ballot Democrats. The DGA formed a super PAC in the final weeks of the campaign, dumping money into the race after not planning to spend anything in the deep blue state, to pump the airwaves and launch a get-out-the-vote effort to save Hochul in down-ballot races. Zeldin received at least 2.69 million votes, more than Governor George Pataki, R., and the highest number since Governor Nelson Rockefeller, R. Jacob Bliss is a reporter for Breitbart News. Write to him at jbliss@breitbart.com or follow him on Twitter @jacobbliss.